Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are pushing all the chips to the center of the table. We're talking about the future, but, you know, not the distant flying car version of the future.
Not at all.
We're talking about the future of your living room, specifically that little box under your TV. We are talking about the PlayStation 6.
It is the inevitable conversation, isn't it? The PlayStation 5 feels like it just hit its stride. It's the current gold standard. But,
yeah.
Well, the tech industry basically operates on a what have you done for me lately basis.
Yeah.
They're always 5 years ahead.
Exactly. And usually when we sit down to talk about a next-gen console, the script is pretty predictable. We talk about resolution. We talk about frame rates.
Right. Counting the pixels on a leaf in a puddle.
Yes. It's a hardware arms race. But the source material we are diving into today, an article titled PlayStation 6, The AI Revolution in Gaming Evolution, is suggesting that, well, that arms race is over, or at least the weapons have changed.
That is the perfect way to frame it. The mission of this deep dive is really to unpack this very specific, very bold claim being made that the PlayStation 6 won't just be a graphical upgrade.
No.
It's going to be a paradigm shift from a machine that displays graphics to a machine that possesses a dedicated intelligent brain.
Dedicated intelligent brain. That sounds less like a game console and more like a partner. So let's set the stage here. Historically, console generations are defined by more. More polygons, more speed, more storage. Why is this report saying we need to pivot? Are we hitting a wall with that whole more is better strategy?
I think we are. We're hitting the law of diminishing returns. If you look at a game from the PS3 era versus the PS4 era, I mean, the jump was massive.
No, huge.
But if you look at a high-end PS5 game today, and you imagine doubling the polygon count, the human eye barely registers the difference. We're reaching a point where just better graphics isn't enough to sell a $600 box.
Right. I can only count so many pores on a character's face before I just stop caring.
Precisely. So the source argues that the next frontier isn't about what the console can render, but how the player experiences it. It's moving from raw horsepower to intent. And that starts with the hardware itself.
Okay, let's pop the hood then. If we aren't just jamming a bigger engine in the car, what are we putting in there? The article highlights a specific component called an AIPU.
The AIPU. That stands for AI Processing Unit. This is like the cornerstone of the whole rumor.
So how is that different from the CPU or the GPU we already have?
Think of your current console like a very talented juggler.
Mm.
The CPU is juggling the physics, the audio, the controller input, the OS. The GPU is just painting the picture. They're both incredibly busy.
Okay.
If you suddenly ask that CPU to also run complex machine learning algorithms to analyze player behavior in real time, the juggler drops the ball. The game stutters.
So the AIPU is like hiring a second juggler specifically to handle the thinking part.
Exactly. It's a dedicated slice of silicon on the motherboard designed exclusively for these inference tasks. It takes the load off the main processor. And this allows the PS6 to run really complex AI models locally on the device without killing the frame rate of the game you're playing.
And we're already seeing the appetizer for this, right? The report mentions PSSR.
Yes, PlayStation Super Resolution. This is the stepping stone. So currently, PSSR uses machine learning to look at a lower resolution image, say 1080p, and it basically guesses what it would look like at 4K. It hallucinates the extra detail.
Hallucinates is such a funny word for technology, but it works. It's filling in the blanks.
It is. And right now, that is purely visual. It's all about making the game look pretty. But the source argues that for the PS6, this AIPU isn't just for making sharp edges. The goal is to make AI an integral part of the architecture so the machine understands the context of the game.
Context is a big word.
It is. It means the console knows the difference between the player is pressing X and the player is trying to break down a door because they are panicked. It's shifting from a machine that executes code input A leads to result B to a machine that interprets the situation.
And that interpretation part.
Yeah.
That is the bridge to the section of the article that honestly gave me goosebumps. We have to talk about personalization at the DNA level.
I had a feeling you would zero in on this. This is the real sci-fi element.
The source says the game can know how I feel. Not just what buttons I'm pressing, but my actual emotional state. It mentions biometric feedback. Now, I'm holding a plastic controller. How does it know if I'm having a bad day?
It's all about sensor evolution. The report points to the next iteration of the DualSense controller. Right now we have haptics. The rumble packs are very sophisticated. But the patents and rumors suggest the next controller could have sensors that can read galvanic skin response.
Galvanic skin response. That's sweat, right?
Essentially, yes. It measures the electrical conductivity of your skin, which changes when you sweat, even microscopically. You combine that with sensors that can track heart rate variability through your grip, and maybe even a camera tracking pupil dilation.
Whoa, hold on. So I'm sitting there, it's midnight, I'm playing a survival horror game, I'm walking down a dark hallway, my heart rate spikes, my hands get clammy, the console knows I'm terrified.
According to this report, yes. The AIPU aggregates all that data, the sweat, the pulse, the grip tightness, and it builds a real-time profile of your stress levels.
Okay, play this out for me. What does the game do with that information? Because if I'm scared in a horror game, that's kind of the point. I don't want the game to say, poor thing, and turn the lights on.
And that's the common fear, that it becomes a nanny. But the source frames it as adaptive gaming. It's more about pacing.
Yeah.
Let's say the AI detects your heart rate is spiking to a level that indicates genuine distress, or maybe fatigue. You know, you're tense, you're missing inputs.
Yeah.
The game might subtly trigger a safe room scenario a little earlier than planned. It slows the pacing down just to let you breathe, to keep you in the fun zone rather than the panic zone.
So it manages the roller coaster. It knows when the ride is getting too intense.
Exactly. And the inverse is true. If it detects that you're leaning back on the couch, your heart rate is low, and your engagement is dropping, basically, if it detects boredom, it might trigger a dynamic event.
A window smashes.
A mini boss spawns. It changes the lighting to be more disorienting.
It's reading the room. Reading the player.
It is.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just scared versus bored.
Mm-hmm.
The report talks about behavioral fingerprinting. The AI analyzes how you play. Do you explore every corner of the map looking for loot? Or do you just sprint to the objective marker?
Oh, I am the loot goblin. I have to check every single trash can in the game or I feel like I missed something.
And I'm the rusher. I just want to see the story. In a traditional game, we both get the exact same level layout. I ignore the side rooms, you spend an hour in them. The source suggests the PS6 could procedurally rearrange the level in front of us.
What?
For you, it hides lore and rare items in obscure corners because it knows that rewards your dopamine loop. For me, it creates a streamlined cinematic corridor because it knows I'll ignore the exploration anyway.
That is wild. It completely changes the concept of a walkthrough or a guide. I can't text you and say, hey, the key is under the mat, because in your version of the game, the mat might not even exist.
It turns a static product into a fluid experience. It's like a jazz musician reacting to the crowd versus a pre-recorded track. The game changes form to fit the player. And this actually leads directly to the death of one of the most outdated features in gaming, which the source calls the secret director.
I love this name. And I really love the idea of killing the select difficulty screen. Easy, normal, or hard.
Oh, it's such an archaic concept, isn't it?
It's the worst. You start a brand new game, you have no idea how the controls feel, and it asks you to make this permanent decision about how hard it should be. I usually just pick normal, and then halfway through I'm either bored or I'm throwing the controller.
It's a completely arbitrary choice made in a vacuum. The secret director concept proposes eliminating that menu entirely using real-time difficulty adjustment.
So how does the director know if I just suck or if I'm just, like, trying a weird strategy?
It monitors your failure rate, your reaction time, and that flow state metric we mentioned.
Yeah.
Let's say you are struggling in a specific section. You've died to the same group of enemies 3 times.
A classic Saturday night for me.
For many of us. Now, usually the game doesn't care. You just keep dying until you get good or you quit. The PS6 AI, however, it notices the pattern.
Mm.
But, and this is crucial, it doesn't just lower the enemy health. That feels cheap. It feels like the game is pitying you.
Right. Here's a health pack, you loser.
Exactly. The secret director is subtle. It might adjust the environment. Maybe on your 4th attempt, there's a little more cover in the arena than there was before. Maybe the enemy AI becomes slightly less aggressive in flanking you. Maybe the lighting shifts to highlight a path you kept missing.
So it's nudging you. It's not cheating for you. It's tipping the scales.
It's trying to maintain the illusion of competence. You want the player to feel like they barely survived. That is the best feeling in gaming. The magic pixel survival. The AI engineers that moment, tailored specifically to your skill level.
That is a psychological trick, but I think I'm okay with it. It solves the issue of getting stuck, which is the number one reason adults stop playing games. We just don't have the time to bang our heads against a wall for 3 hours.
Correct. It respects the player's time and their frustration tolerance. But while the secret director manages the mechanics, there's another revolution happening with the actual people inside the game. We need to talk about the section on living NPCs.
This is the buzzword of the year. LLMs, large language models. We see them in chatbots, we see them in business. But in gaming, We're still stuck in the 90s. I walked up to a character in a massive RPG last week, pressed talk, and he said, "Greetings, traveler."
Oh, no.
I pressed talk again, and he said, "Greetings, traveler." It just breaks the immersion instantly.
It does. It reminds you that you are looking at a spreadsheet of pre-written lines. You aren't talking to a person. You are triggering an audio file. The PS6 vision, using that dedicated AIPU, is to have NPCs that are powered by local LLMs.
So no script?
No fixed script. The developers would give the NPC a prompt, a personality, a backstory, motivations, a knowledge base of the world history. And when you interact with them, and the report suggests this could be with your voice or typing, they generate the dialogue in real time.
That changes everything for storytelling. If I ask a guard, "What did you have for breakfast?" he could actually answer me based on, like, the food available in that region.
Yes. But the real game changer mentioned in the report is memory. This is the key. Current NPCs have the memory of a goldfish. You save their life, they say thanks, and 5 minutes later, they treat you like a stranger.
A complete stranger.
The PS6 architecture allows for persistent context. So, if you save a village in the first hour of the game, and you come back 40 hours later, the NPCs remember you. But more importantly, if you were rude to them 40 hours ago, they remember the tone of that interaction. If you try to barter with a merchant you insulted 3 weeks ago, the AI generates dialogue refusing to sell to you, maybe even quoting back the insult you used.
That's terrifying. I'm usually causing chaos in these open world games.
Well, now there are social consequences. Mm. It creates a narrative web that is just impossible to write by hand because the permutations are infinite. It creates a relationship.
It blurs the line between a game and a simulation. If I can talk my way out of a boss fight using logic or empathy, instead of just hitting them with a sword, that's not really a video game anymore in the traditional sense.
It's a role-playing game where you actually role-play. Currently, RPG just means stats and inventory management. The PS6 vision is about social dynamics. The source gives an example of faction reputation. Instead of a bar filling up saying, "The king likes you 50%, the king's AI simply trusts you based on the aggregate of your conversations.
Wow.
He might share secrets with you that he wouldn't share with me, purely because you spoke to him with more respect.
I can see the speedrunning community hating this, by the way. They love predictability. RNG, random number generation, is their enemy. If the dialogue is different every time, how do you optimize the run?
You don't. And that might be the point. It forces you to be present in the moment rather than treating the game like a math problem to be solved.
Now, there's one more layer to this AI lasagna. We've got the brain, the body sensors, the director, and the NPCs. But the article also introduces the AI agent. This sounded distinct from the others.
It is distinct. Think of the secret director as the dungeon master running the world. The AI agent is your co-pilot. It works for you.
Like a futuristic Clippy. It looks like you're trying to kill a goblin. Would you like some help?
Hopefully a bit less annoying than Clippy. But functionally, yes. The source describes a persistent AI assistant that learns your preferences across all your games, not just one. It builds a user profile.
Give me a practical use case. I'm stuck on a boss. I've died 5 times. What does the agent do?
Okay, right now, what do you do when you get stuck? You pause the game, you pull out your phone, you open YouTube, you search for the boss name.
Watch a 10-minute video, yeah.
And then you try to remember the strategy. It's friction. It takes you out of the experience completely.
Totally.
The AI agent removes that friction. It knows your inventory. It knows your play style. It could overlay a suggestion right on the screen. Hey, you have a fire sword in your backpack that deals 20% more damage to this ice monster. Equip that. Or this boss attacks every time you heal. Wait for his overhead swing.
That is incredibly handy. It's like having an expert friend sitting on the couch next to you.
And it goes deeper than strategy. The source talks about ergonomic optimization. This is a huge win for accessibility. If the AI notices you consistently struggle to hit the R2 and X buttons simultaneously, maybe due to hand size or motor control issues.
Oh, that's interesting.
It will suggest remapping the controls for you. Hey, I noticed this combo is hard for you. Do you want to map it to a single button press?
That's fantastic. That's technology actually serving the user, not just showing off.
And it extends to the atmosphere. The report mentions mood matching. If the biometric sensors we talked about detect high stress, the AI agent might adjust the system-level audio mix. It might lower the high-pitched screeching sound effects and boost the bass to make the audio landscape less abrasive without you even asking.
It really frames the console as something that grows with the owner. My PS5 is the same machine the day I bought it as it is today. But you're saying the PS6 would be, like, effectively a different machine after 3 years of living with me.
Exactly. It builds a data model of the player. It becomes a bridge between your physical reality, your schedule, your stress, your hands, and the digital world. It learns you.
It's a compelling vision. It's a lot to take in. We've covered a lot of ground here. AIPUs, biometric controllers, emotional NPCs, personalized difficulty. When you look at this big picture painted by the source material, what's the headline for you?
The headline is the shift from passive to reactive. For 50 years, video games have been static objects. They are the rock, and the player is the water flowing over it. You have to learn the game. The game does not learn you. The PS6 proposes a future where the game is also water. It changes shape to meet you. It's an intelligent, responsive ecosystem.
It's exciting. I mean, truly, I want to play that console, but I want to leave the listener with a thought that hit me while we were discussing the unique story paths. A bit of a provocation. Gaming has always been a communal experience, right? We go to work or school and say, "Did you see that cutscene? Did you beat that boss? Oh man, that level was so hard." We bond over the shared trauma or the shared triumph.
Right, the water cooler moment. It's a shared
And
language.
if the PS6 vision comes true, if your game is personalized to your DNA and my game is personalized to mine, if your king is alive and mine is dead because of a conversation I had, do we lose that?
That is a profound question.
Do we lose the shared community experience of gaming because suddenly we're all playing a completely different game?
It's the trade-off of personalization. We gain a game that knows us perfectly, a bespoke masterpiece just for us, but we might lose the common ground that connects us to other players. It becomes a solitary experience.
High-tech isolation, or the ultimate artistic experience. I guess we'll find out when the thing actually launches.
Maybe we will.
Something to chew on while you stare at your static PlayStation 5 tonight. That's it for this deep dive into the AI revolution. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.